ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Lord Mayor of Cork, thank you very, very much for your invitation here this evening. I'd like to especially welcome Ross and Andrea to Cork. As chairperson of the Coventry, Cork side, I'm doing a lot of work with the Coventry Irish Society. We're doing an oral history project and catching up with some of the Coventry Irish that have been in Coventry for, the last 40, 50 years. So there's a huge connection there. Can I begin with the following? They say that poetry has the power to stop, impress, make one question, wonder, dream, remember, be disturbed, explore, and not forget, like a whole series of emotions. And anyone who appreciates the processes of poetry know how far it can take you on a journey. A large amount of planning, design work, crowbar work, thought, emotion, and building work goes into each line. And each narrative is listened to by the poet or author over and over again. And as someone with huge interest for over two decades in exploring Irish history, heritage and identity making, I have a passion for exploring Cork City and its regions and its rich historical tapestry, which to me is an enormous and complex artwork. And this artwork has its own lines, contours, and outward expressions, meanings, and memories, and poetry has those as well. Contours, outward expressions, and meanings. And poetry, in a sense, can be described as a piece of life. Creating new ways of seeing energies within the world, creating ways of expressing ideas about the idea of life, place, and perhaps the universe energy. Poets are explorers of the world and react different to the different winds of society. And poets continually learn how to see, read, understand, and appreciate the complexities of the world before us, its realities, its ugliness, and its beauties. Poets offer changing moods and humour, the varied colour palettes of the world, each creating a different texture, forming a new rhythm and pulse for the identity of that narrative or line that you keep kind of thinking about. And each poem presents a different view, and each listener takes something different away from their listening. And poets ultimately present a set of lenses or tools, perhaps to decode, discover, recognise, reveal, synthesise, communicate and explore our world. And this world, we need more of those traits. Of thinking outside of the box, more confidence, strength of imagination, freedom to express oneself, determination, force of life, and we need to mass produce those qualities. I dabble in poetry, and I grapple with trying to describe the interface of heritage and the present day. And I have a working personal project called When Heritage Smiles Back. And I want to share, one of these, what I call little poems or prose. I'm not too sure what they are. But it's not a case of, here's one of my poems. Maybe the poem I want to share with you also tries to explore maybe the nature of narrative and what actually the world means to us. This one was written last year during my visit to Paula Brown Dalman, which is in the Burn in County Clare, and I was there at sunset on an August day. It's called Whispers in Time. Summer in space that exists, placeless along a winding road. Windswept and stubborn, sliced from the land. A host of card-like stones, erect and balancing. Metaphor and meaning at odds, twisting like the human rope encircling it. A site of secrets, a signpost to life, a portal to the present, a dolmen of the past, a tunnel to life and living, complex and etched into the sunset of time. Not lost, not found, but living in the now. To see or not see, a tomb invisible to the modern. And time passes, and the light fades, changes, plays and replays, and confident it stands, stubborn it belies time, and playfully it whispers into the chasms of time, I am here, I am now. And perhaps the last two lines, I am here, I am now, is perhaps what we all experience when we listen to a poem that we like. So to conclude, let us be very grateful at events like this, that poetry has the power to stop, impress, make one question, wonder, dream, remember, be disturbed, explore, and not forget. Thank you very much.